The Lord be with you.
And also
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The Lord said, "Woe to you, Pharisees! You pay tithes of mint and of rue and of every garden herb, but you pay no attention to judgment and to love for God. These you should have done without overlooking the others. Woe to you, Pharisees! You love the seat of honor in synagogues and greetings in marketplaces. Woe to you! You are like unseen graves over which people unknowingly walk." Then one of the scholars of the law said to him in reply, "Teacher, by saying this, you are insulting us too." And he said, "Woe also to you, scholars of the law! You impose on people burdens hard to carry, but you yourselves do not lift one finger to touch them." The Gospel of the Lord. In the words of the Gospel, wipe away our sins. Good morning, everyone. A little bit chilly in here, but we have the Holy Spirit to keep us warm, right? Okay. Who can tell me what the color is associated with the Holy Spirit? Yes. Red, that's right. Red is the color of the Holy Spirit. Now, and we celebrate Mass, what is the color of the martyrs? When we celebrate a Mass for martyrs, what color does the priest wear? Yes. Madeline. Red, that's right. So what we see in the martyrs who give their lives and therefore shed their blood for Christ, we also see in them the Holy Spirit at work in their hearts. And so the red that we wear today is for Pope St. Callistus, a pope and a martyr. And he was a man who was filled with the Holy Spirit so he could give his life as Christ gives his life for us. Now today we hear a strong gospel from the Lord. A gospel the Lord is very upset. Now who is he upset with today? Yes. The Pharisees. Okay. Now what is the role or the mission of the Pharisees? Yes. Okay, to tell people the rules. And what else? What else are the Pharisees supposed to do? Sarah?
Make sure they keep the rules.
Make sure they keep the rules. And who are the rules all about? If they're teaching them the rules and want them to keep the rules, yes. About Jesus and God, okay? About God. So they're teaching the rules to keep the rules so the people can know who. Who are the people supposed to know if they keep the rules and they're taught the rules? God. So behind all the rules and behind all of the keeping of the rules is God. So who do the Pharisees represent then? Yes. God. Okay, now do we understand why Jesus is so upset? Because the Pharisees are representing God, right? And so if the Pharisees really don't have God at the center of their lives, but the keeping of rules and the teaching of the rules for themselves, then that means who's it going to be really, really hard for to know who God is? Yes. Okay, and who else? The people. That's right. So if the Pharisees don't really know who God is and don't live for God, and they're supposed to teach the people about God, it's going to be really hard for the people to know God. That's why Jesus is so upset. And so they sought honors for themselves. And the rules became a way that the rules became an end in themselves. Now our Lord Jesus gives us a new commandment, right? It's a new commandment that's the summary of all the rules that we're supposed to keep. Can anybody tell me what that commandment is? What is the commandment the Lord Jesus gives us? Right. To love one another as Christ loves us. That's right. And so the commandment that is supposed to inform all the rules that we do is love. And if we have love at the center of our hearts, then who else is at the center of our hearts? Yes. God. That's right. So if love is the center of our hearts, that means that God is at the center of our hearts. And what happens to all the rules? If we have God at the center of our hearts and we're keeping the rules, what do the rules become? Yes. Okay, you follow them more and more. And who are we following if we're doing them out of love? Yes. God. So that's what Jesus is teaching us today. That he wanted the Pharisees to really understand that he wasn't taking away their authority. And he wasn't saying they shouldn't keep all the other rules. He even says that. But they've forgotten judgment or the justice of God and love. And the Lord wants love to inform everything we do because God is love. And so when love is at the center of our hearts, even the simple things that we do throughout the day become a way of expressing our love for each other, just as God loves us in Jesus. Now today we celebrate the feast day of Pope St. Callistus. And we don't know a whole lot about St. Callistus, except that we know that he was a slave in the Roman Empire. And after he became a slave, he was ordained a deacon by the Pope. And then when the Pope before him died, he was elected as the successor of the Pope. So imagine that. A young man who was a slave becomes a deacon, becomes a Pope. And he's persecuted, and so that he becomes a martyr. He understood that all the rules were about love. And he understood that his own life was to become a sign of Christ's love for the disciples and for the church. But not only for them. Who else did his life become a sign of love for? Yes. Everyone else, including the Romans who were persecuting the church, right? Including Caesar who put him to death. And so the love of God can even inspire us to do great things, including giving our lives for each other, just as the Lord Jesus gives his life for us.